My name is Brian Wright, and this is the Shellac Stack. Let's listen to some records. Zez Confrey, who composed that number back in about 1921, was still around when that recording was made in 1945. I wonder if he ever heard it, and if so, what he might have thought of it. That's Rafael Mendez and his All-Star Jazz Orchestra, playing, of course, Kitten on the Keys, but probably unlike you've ever heard it before, on a Pan-American record, number 112, as I said, from 1945. Trumpeter Rafael Mendez, quite a musician. He made some LPs later on that are just terrific. And that welcomes you to this edition of the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright. Thanks so much for joining me for this program of 78 RPM records from my collection. Got quite an interesting mixed bag for you today from the 1920s to the 1940s. And we're going to start with a late era acoustic recording made by Victor on October 20th, 1924 in Camden, New Jersey. This is vocalist Billy Murray with Ed Smalley, who often played piano but is singing on this record. Victor 19490, How Do You Do?
Eddie boy, how do you do?
I'm feeling fine, but tell me, what are you trying to do?
I'm trying out this voice of mine.
Oh, harmonizing in my line.
Oh, come on in, the water's fine.
How do you do? How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do? Do 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 do.
I've got a frog down in my throat.
Gee, doesn't that get you going?
How do you do? Do 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 do.
How do you do, Victrola fans? How do you do? How do you do, Victrola fans? How are you? Late at night when you're in bed, if someone puts on Bill and Ed, do you wish that we were dead? How do you do?
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 How do you do? Do 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 do.
when your skies are kind of gray. Let us drive your blues away, singing how do you do, 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 do. How do you do, Smith Brothers, how do you do? How do you do, Smith Brothers, how are you? Which is which, I just forget, but I'd like to make a bet. Neither one has met you less. How do you do? How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do? Do 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 do. With those beards, you foxy guys never have to buy neckties. How do you do? Do 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 do. How do you do, Eddie boy? How do you do? What again? Gee, I thought that we were through. No, I think they like this song. Well, we mustn't sing too long. Am I right? You're always wrong. How do you do? How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do? Do 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 do. Though our little song is true, to say goodbye would never do. Just how do you do? Do 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 do.
Isn't that a fun record? The Česká taneční hudba, playing the Náš Honza polka, and recorded in, would you believe it, of all places, Chicago, June 20th, 1928. The Česká taneční hudba was, in reality, Whoopi John Wilfard's concertina orchestra, recorded for the OK label, 17340. and Whoopi John Wilfart hailed all the way from Minneapolis. So some homegrown Czech bohemian dance, as it's described on the label of that record. I guess like many other collectors, I tend to frequently overlook those recordings issued under the ethnic labels of OK, Columbia, Victor, whatever. But once in a while, I put one on the turntable, and if it sounds good, I hang on to it. I don't know a whole lot about them, but I know what I like, and I like that. I especially like the way the clarinet really picks up towards the end. It gets quite jazzy, and that's just a fun, fun record. Definitely worth hanging on to. Before that, Billy Murray and Ed Smalley singing a vocal duet on the Victor label, 19490, from October of 1924. How do you do? I love that line in there. How do you do, Victrola fans? How do you do? Fun, fun stuff. Well, next up on the Shellac Stack, I've got a pair of Victor records recorded in 1927 in Liederkranz Hall in New York City. This was a musical establishment originally set up to promote German music, but eventually opened up to other styles as well, that served as a location for quite a number of Victor recording sessions in the late 1920s. And I just love the recordings made in that space because they have such a warm, reverberant sound that you really don't get from recordings made in the normal Victor studios in New York or Camden, New Jersey. So just listen to both of these, you'll see what I mean. First up, it's Phil Napoleon and his orchestra, recorded March 31st, 1927. Billy Murray singing a fun little tune called Take Your Finger Out of Your Mouth, issued on Victor 20605. And after that, it's a classic record that I won't introduce now, but I'll tell you about it afterwards in case you don't recognize it. So, tune out, recorded in Liederkranz Hall, starting with Phil Napoleon and his orchestra.
Thank you.
classic record, but one of my absolute favorites, Gene Goldkett and his orchestra, featuring a wonderful cornet solo from Big Spiderbeck, Clementine from New Orleans, recorded in Liederkranz Hall in New York City, September 15th, 1927, issued on Victor 20994. That's a disc highly sought after by collectors. I had to look around for, I don't know, probably about 10 or 15 years before I found my own copy of that, but mighty glad to have it. Before that, Phil Napoleon and his orchestra with Billy Murray singing Take Your Finger Out of Your Mouth. Who would have thought they made titles just around about everything? Well, up next I have an interesting Victor record for you, recorded in the late summer of 1927 over two different sessions, but intended to be a one of those double-sided part one and part two records, so we're going to hear the whole thing. This is Phil Baker and Sid Silvers. Phil Baker was quite an accomplished accordionist. He performed for a while in vaudeville with Ben Burney, of all people, and eventually went on his own and for a time teamed up with Sid Silvers, and they had an act where Phil Baker would be on stage playing and telling jokes, and Sid Silvers would be kind of a heckler from the audience who would give him some trouble. And later on, Phil Baker, though, went on to appear on radio and things like Duffy's Tavern, and eventually became the host of the infamous quiz show, The $64,000 Question. He later married a model from Denmark and moved to Copenhagen, where he died in the early 1960s. But this is a record made with Sid Silvers and Phil Baker, Victor 20970. It's a fun vaudeville-type routine called At the Theater. So it runs about 6 minutes. We'll listen to the whole thing, see what you think. Phil Baker and Sid Silvers now, At the Theater.
The name of that last selection was What Does It Matter? And it certainly don't. Now, is there any other selection you'd like to hear?
I'm sitting on top of the world.
Well, get off. My goodness, how'd you get up in that box seat?
Me? I got up here with my friend's ticket.
Your friend's ticket? Well, where's your friend?
He's looking for his ticket.
You want to hear I'm sitting on top of the world?
Yes, sir. I'd like to hear it on that saxophone.
Saxophone? Say, maybe I'm wrong. This is not a saxophone. It's a burden.
It's a what?
It's a burden. What are you, broken English? Don't you know what I mean by burden?
Oh, yeah. A bird in the hand is worth two in a bush.
A bird in the hand. You have a very wonderful sense of rumor. You want to hear Sitting on Top of the World? Well, here goes. I'm sitting on top of the world.
No, no. I want to hear I'm sitting on top of the world.
You'll take this and like it.
That's not it.
It's not it, eh?
Of course not.
All right. Sue me. Why don't you call something new? Don't you know any new songs?
Oh, you don't like that.
I don't like it.
Do you play that new song about orange juice?
Orange juice?
Yeah.
You're a little cuckoo, aren't you? I'll bet you $100 you're crazy.
I'm not that crazy.
Well, what's the song about orange juice? How does it go?
Orange juice, sorry, you made me cry.
Oh, my goodness. Orange juice, why, that's a pun, and I hate puns.
I like puns.
You like puns, eh?
Yeah, puns and coffee.
You're a very smart boy. Did you ever row a bicycle?
Did I ever what?
Say, maybe I'm crazy. I said, did you ever row a bicycle?
No, no, you don't row a bicycle.
Don't you?
You row a boat.
That's funny. I rode a bicycle.
All right, I give up.
So do I.
Oh, I love...
My goodness, what a voice. Where'd you get it?
That voice is a gift.
A gift. You ought to give it back. Listen here, young man. Will you do me a favor? Go on home.
I haven't got a home.
I'll dig you one. And where'd you get that black eye? Why, that looks terrible. Shame on you.
Black eye?
Yes.
That's a birthmark.
A birthmark?
Yeah, I climbed into the wrong berth.
Wow, what a gag that was.
That's what I like, gags.
You like gags? Yeah. I'll have to put one on you in a minute. How about riddles? Do you like riddles?
Yeah, I love riddles. Riddles and syrup.
Riddles and syrup. Riddles and syrup and puns and coffee. Well, here's a brand new riddle for you. I made it up myself.
I'll probably know the answer to
it. Oh, sure. Now, here goes. What's more important, a wife or a pair of pants?
That is good. Now I'll tell one.
Well, wait a minute. Give me a chance, will you? What's more important, a wife or a pair of pants? Give up?
Yeah, I give up.
A pair of pants.
Why?
Because you can go any place without a wife.
I'll bet the answer's going to be funny. Say, you certainly look healthy.
I should be healthy.
Why should you?
Because I live out on a farm.
Yeah?
And I want to tell you something. I grow the most beautiful strawberries you ever saw. Big, luscious ones.
What do you use on the strawberries? Fertilizer?
No, just cream and sugar.
Ow!
Sweetheart, where are you now?
Hey, wait a minute.
What is it?
Just play it.
Just play it, eh?
Listen, what kind of a voice have you?
That's my business.
How is business?
Terrible.
Honestly, what kind of a voice have you?
Can't you tell I'm a chiropractor?
A chiropractor?
I have a chiropractic tenor. I sing in all the joints.
Oh, I get it.
You can have it. Say, listen, do you live here in this country?
Yeah, I was born here.
Right here?
Yeah, right here in Mexico.
Right here in Mexico, a toreador, eh?
No, I'm half Scotch.
Half Scotch, and the other half?
Ginger ale.
Well, how long can you go without drinking?
Oh, about 3 blocks.
About 3 blocks. Now, listen, what part of Mexico are you from?
Tijuana.
Oh, that's a nice city,
yeah.
Tijuana. Every once in a while, peace breaks out down there.
Yeah.
I was in Tijuana. Had a very nice time.
You were, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Did you play golf while you were there?
You don't play golf in Tijuana. Why, that isn't a Mexican sport.
What, are you telling me?
I ought to know I was down there.
Didn't you ever hear of the Gulf of Mexico?
The Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah.
The next thing you want to know, who killed the Dead Sea?
I know.
You know everything, don't you?
Pretty much.
Listen, what do you think of a woman 45 years old that sleeps with cats?
I know a woman like that.
You know a woman 45 years old that sleeps with cats?
Yeah.
Who?
Mrs. Katz.
Mrs. Katz. Well, you've been around a little bit, haven't you? How would you like to have a little spelling match?
Sure. What do you mean?
I give you a letter. If you can't finish the words, you lose.
I'll probably win.
Oh, sure. I never saw such confidence in my life. You could go to Europe on a dime.
I did.
Ouch. And how'd you get back?
I stayed there.
Oh, I see. Well, now, I'll start you with B.
No, I don't care for B.
How about J?
All right. J-E.
J-E-O.
Wait now, don't help me.
I won't help you, don't worry.
J-E-O-P.
J-E-O-P.
Yeah, you lose.
I lose. What's the word?
The word is jeopardy.
Jeopardy? There's no such word in the English language.
What do you mean? You never heard of jeopardy?
Why, certainly not.
Didn't you ever hear of a jeopardy sheriff?
A jeopardy sheriff? Oh, sure. Fellow with a badge.
Sure, you've met him. I tell you, I think I'll sing now.
Want to sing, eh?
Yeah.
Do you know the road to Mandalay?
Sure. Do you want me to sing it?
I'd rather you take it. You like my playing?
Yeah, fine. All you need now is a tin cup and a monkey.
Well, you come around tomorrow and I'll get the cup.
Oh.
Phil Baker and Sid Silvers, recording for the Victor label in August and September of 1927, the two parts of At the Theater. One of my sort of sideline hobbies in collecting 78s is looking for good material on otherwise junk labels. You know, if you're a collector, there are some labels out there that are just often passed by because they're not considered to have very much of interest. One of those that has long fascinated me is the Majestic label, which was around for only a couple of years in the mid to late 1940s before attempts to expand too quickly caused some financial troubles, and it closed up shop, I think, around 1948 or so. But for a brief time, Majestic was quite prolific in putting out records, many of them considered quite boring material by sort of B-rate musicians. But they did put out a few discs here and there that are just really, really special. I'm going to play you two of those now. Well, the specialness of these two may be arguable. The first one, I don't think anybody can argue with. This is pianist Johnny Guarnieri, one of the great stride and jazz pianists of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. He had played with Artie Shaw in the late 30s, went out kind of on his own in the mid-40s, and never quite achieved the fame of some of the other stride pianists like Ralph Sutton, of course, well, Fats Waller and James P. Johnson, certainly, but even among the sort of revival stride pianists, Johnny Guarnieri was never quite as big a name as he should have been. But this recording he made for Majestic in May of 1947 is just superb. It's his own version of a tune called Exactly Like You, which goes back quite a ways, you probably know it. Majestic 1135, and this pressing is on a gorgeous red vinyl, One of the selling points of Majestic Records for a while was that they offered these Duraflex pressings in addition to the regular shellac pressings. So for a modest premium, you could get a thick red vinyl pressing of your Majestic record, which would sound better than the comparable shellac pressing. I think Victor experimented with that for a while as well, offering their red vinyl classical discs in addition to the regular shellac pressings. Anyway, I'm getting off track. The next record after that is kind of a goofy thing from the Corn Cobblers, and this is the sort of arguable greatness, but I think it's fun. Majestic 1015 from March of 1945, a little crazy thing called Horses Don't Bet on People. But we'll start with the sublime. Here's Johnny Guarnieri. See what you think of Exactly Like You.
Without recompense, people who wager on horses see their castles go up in smoke.
But horses don't bet on people,
and that's why they never go broke.
Thank you.
Horses don't bet on people, still they are quite content. They make their stables a palace, and they never ride home for the rent. People who wager on horses have a date with their fate, of course.
Yeah, horses don't bet on people.
Sometimes I wish I were a horse. Any horse if he gambles, and he'll probably answer nay. Horses don't bet on people, they know they can't win you that way. They're off at Belmont, they know they can't win you that way.
Sounding kind of like a second-rate Spike Jones record, without the gunshots, but still with all the energy, that's the Corn Cobblers. Majestic 1015 from 1945, Horses Don't Bet on People. And before that, the incomparable Johnny Guarnieri from May of 1947, Exactly Like You. You won't hear any finer stride playing for quite a while, probably. Well, this next record is something of a minor travesty. I found this in a box of records I don't even know where, quite some time ago. I've had this for a long time, but don't often play it. I think you'll hear why. Still, I thought I'd pull it out here. This is the Mississippi Juvenile Quartet, recorded February 26, 1928 for OK Records, issued on OK 45216. Religious thing called Memories of Galilee. But this Mississippi Juvenile Quartet, I really don't know much about them. They're really not very good. I can't quite figure out how OK let this one through the mill and out into general release. I'm not sure if this might have been sort of a custom pressing, but issued within the regular catalog series. I don't know. They're just terrible. Anyway, we'll play it just for morbid curiosity, the Mississippi Juvenile Quartet.
Come sing my song again.
say, it reminds me of some of those early, early recordings of the Platters when they were on the Federal label. If you ever have a chance to hear those, you'll find out that the early Platters were not very good either. They seem to have a similarly problematic bass singer. I don't know who the members of the Mississippi Juvenile Quartet were, but I don't know how many other records they may have made, but I have that one, and I thought, why not? Let's play it. Memories of Galilee from February of 1928. Well, on the last program, I played a Hawaiian record by Jack Owens and the Malahinis on the Tower label of his own composition that became something of a Hawaiian classic, the Hukilau song. Well, you'll forgive me if I play you another version of that song, but it's been on my mind a lot lately. However silly and inane the lyrics may seem, it is a catchy tune, and I like this other version that I have of it, which is in its own way quite different from the Jack Owens version. This is the first in a pair of records I'll play for you on the Bell label, which is not to be confused with that interesting label in the 1950s that put out 78s on 10-inch vinyl discs and also on little 7-inch records to sort of compete with the 45s. No, this is a different Bell label, established in Hawaii and proudly proclaiming on the labels recorded in Hawaii. There's not a lot of discographical information known about these Bell records, other than they were produced in the mid to late 1940s. So that's about the best I can do in terms of giving you a date on this. Anyway, we'll hear Jacob Kalikioa's Hawaiians play the Hukilau song, and we'll follow that with the flip side of the record, because I like it so much, George Pokini and his Hawaiians, and I'm not even going to say the title. I'll let you hear it, and then after I've heard it again, I'll tell it to you. Both of these, the two sides of Bell record number 518. So here we go with Jacob Kalikioa's, let's try that again, Jacob Kalikioa's Hawaiians, something like that.
Everybody loves a Hukilau, where the lalau is the kaukau at the luau. We'll throw our nets out into the sea, and all the umma ummas come a-swimming to me. We're going to a Hukilau, hooky, 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 Hukilau. What a beautiful day for fishing, the old Hawaiian way. And the Hukilau nets are swishing down in Olaie Bay. We're going to a Hukilau, hooky, 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 Hukilau. Everybody loves a Hukilau, where the lalau is the kaukau at the luau. We'll throw our nets out into the sea, and all the umma ummas come a-swimming to me. We're going to a Hukilau, hooky, 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 low. We're going to a hooky low, hooky, 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 low. Everybody loves a hooky low, where the lalau is the kaukau at the luau. We'll throw our nets out into the sea, and all the umma ummas come a-swimming to me. We're going to a Hukilau, hooky, 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 Hukilau. Hooky, 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 Hukilau. Hooky, 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 Hukilau. Thank you.
play on the new road. And the go-go, 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 and the go-go,
It was about 2 years ago this time of year that I made my first and so far only visit to Hawaii. I was out there with my wife for an academic conference for the Association for Asian Studies, and my wife was presenting a paper, and so I thought, why not tag along and get a chance to go to Hawaii, and had just a wonderful time. It was so nice to escape the cold weather in late March and early April and just go off to Hawaii. So I suppose every year now at this time I get a bit nostalgic for Hawaii. So that's my explanation for why I wanted to play that record, if that makes any sense. George Pokini, Hawaiians, and Kawai Oka Niu Hau Hau, something like that. Before that, Jacob Kelikoa's Hawaiians and the Hukilau song. Both of those, the two sides of Bell record number 518 from sometime in the late 1940s, and recorded in Hawaii. And that brings us to the end of today's Stack O' Shellac. I want to thank you again for tuning into the podcast and remind you that if you want to say hello or send me your requests or comments or suggestions, you can address an email to me. Just write to shellacstack@gmail.com. That's shellacstack. @gmail.com, shellacstack@gmail.com. Or you can visit my website, shellacstack.com, which will forward you to my own webpage at briansright.com, where you can send me a message through the contact button. So if you want to write to me, I'd love to hear from you. And yeah, we'll keep it short. So the last record on today's stack comes from Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, at one of my favorite periods in the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra's history, the late 1920s. This was recorded for Victor April 27th, 1927 in New York City, Victor 20944, and a terrific thing called the Variety Stomp. So we'll send you out with a little heat now. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy. Bye-bye.